Flamed Ches, there's only one sip. We're holding Mishaburis to cut and bakes. Okay, so we said the same way you don't leave over two psukim at the end, you have to leave over at least three psukim to the end. You should, if you enter into a new pay or samach, a new parsha psukha or parsha pstuma, you have to read at least three psukim. The Hanul Shul Yisayim Marishin, stay psukim achar parsha. You can't stop with the previous aliyah, only two psukim after the parsha. You can't ask all the sheni shnei psukim after a parsha, because when the second person starting, only two psukim in. V'yomer hanichnosim ben garva legarva, someone who just walked in now between these two aliyahs, it wasn't there for the previous aliyah, will think mistakenly so. That he only read the two psukim from the beginning of the parsha. We're not assuming that he read from the previous section. There's no difference between your aliyahs or the extra aliyahs. The filam after the yasu shnei psukim lachar parsha. So the mafter also has this limitation. See, he's reading the psukim at the end. Because sheish parsha b'soif shel chamisha psukim. Let's say at the end of the parsha, there's a section which has five psukim in it. So we can't read the last three psukim because he's starting two psukim in. So he has to read Yikra Kula. Has to read all five psukim. And even if the previous Oyla only read these five psukim and no more, it comes out that the Achron and the Mafter are reading Mamash exact same psukim. That's fine. Okay. But in that scenario where there were five psukim, so correctly, so you should have read all five. Instead, he started two psukim in and read the last three. So he read started after two psukim. So now we have a problem. So we said, if it would not be the mafter, we'd say this is not a proper kriya. But by the mafter, because people know the mafter is not really continuing from the previous aliyah, the whole problem is that people walk in and see the oila reading starting tupsukim in and say, the previous oila only read tupsukim. Everybody knows that the mafter repeats what the previous person said. So there's no reason to believe that the Akron didn't read the last three psukim of a parsha. Of course he has to read the whole parsha before you get to the mafter. So in the chashash doesn't really exist by the mafter. Okay. So what's the problem? So Bizman Chazal, the mafter actually would not repeat, and he would actually pick up and read. The mafter was either the minyan of the Kuriyim, or he could be, and therefore he would read from the part of the... So Bizman Chazal, we did have the problem of them after reading all the last three psukim. Therefore, that was the kind of the way it's set up. And we left it like that. But the Abbot al Kaponim, he doesn't have to go back.
There's a question. So, I don't know if I understand this. So we're talking about a case here where some Indian has five psukim, and someone comes in, and we called up somebody to read the last three psukim. And somebody comes in and he says, hey, this guy's reading only three psukim, so the guy before him read two. So he understands Hebrew, obviously. So he's somewhat sophisticated. So he's not sophisticated enough to know that the guy read two psukim, but he read before that also.
Apparently.
It's very scenario.
They didn't have chumashim with markings of where Leah started, where Leah's ended. They didn't have designated places where Leah started, Leah's ended, like we have nowadays.
Yeah, but they had something. I mean, the guy was looking, or he knew Torah cool by heart. I mean, he knew the whole Torah by heart, so he heard where the guy started, and he understood that.
I'm saying, when they walked in, you heard the psukim. You went and looked. You possibly looked, etc. I don't know. There was something, but there was no designated beginnings and ends of aliyahs. like we have now.
I understand, but
saying so, I don't know what the guy before read. I have no idea what the guy before read.
So why am I worried?
But it looks. I mean, it looks like he read to Pesukim.
Raised the floor with pillows and.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, what's that? I don't know what he read, but I think I know what he read.
I mean, I have no idea where he started, but the most logical place he started was in the beginning. It was the beginning. It was in this parsha. That's all I see. I don't see more than that. I'll take the information I have in front of me. He read something. This guy's not the first Arlo. Another guy standing up there. I mean, I can theoretically be shooting a sock, and everybody walks in late should ask him what you read. We can be socking that also. That would accomplish the same thing, right?
Right.
Okay. So now, once the first Arla already made a bracha, that we don't say the next Arla should go in and start from the beginning of the parsha again. What was different than Sifkat and Beis, with the case of the Mafter, he didn't say the bracha Achron already yet. So that is okay, but fix it. No, you don't have to do that. But over here, if he already said the bracha Achron of the first, so the next one will just pick up from where it was. He won't go back to the beginning.
Okay.
Then he said,
the
parsha is only to Psukim. You can just not read that parsha. Mutter the Shire Batila, what's the learner? Shire Tila Parsha. So you'll stop right by that Parsha of Pesukim. When Locha Shemashim Ayotzim, Shiarmer Shakara Akrab, La Yikra Lashte Pesukim. So if Reuven read the first Parsha, which was, I don't know, 17 Pesukim, and the next Parsha is 2 Pesukim, and Reuven stops after 17 Pesukim. Person has to leave now. Says, next day he's probably just going to read those two psukim because that's all. That's a parsha. Not worried about that. The kol shena royin shinoi lo chashinim. It's only when they see something funny, like why you stop two psukim right at the end of the parsha, finished all parsha already. Must be you're leaving it for the next person. You read the whole parsha with the 17 psukim. Nothing strange there. Next one, I'll read whatever I'll read. But over here, you stop 2 psukim before that. Why 2 psukim before that? Like, you know, that punks. You ran out of gas. Must be you're leaving those 2 psukim for the next person. That's where the chashash is. Okay, but then Shemotah Likra Parsha Zeus. You can read those two psukim, which are a full parsha, and stop there. Obviously, you need more psukim, so you read something before that as well. Well, you'll stop afterwards. The next person walks in and says, we see the oil is starting after parsha two psukim. The last guy only read two psukim. No, the same arguments. Not worried about that. Dafka ba'almosh the mafseh be'emsa parsha chshin and shiurma l'chosim shibstam alakara elishtei psukim. Devachi lo makara lahalon l'saim bigmar parsha. Again, he read only 2 psukim into the parsha, which is 5 psukim long. Why did he stop at 2 psukim? Like, so you say, what's going on over here? Probably that's all he read was those two. But in a case where he read it mashenk and the halacha the be'emsa siim bigmar parsha, he read the full parsha. Like the mechushim media, we're not worried about people making a mistake. Some disagree and say no, that you shouldn't read a parsha of two psukim and stop there. Now, however, on Rosh Chodesh we don't have a choice. Shekaran ubiyam shabbos l'shlishi. So we read for the third oila. 3 psukim from the parsha of the Talmud, the 2 psukim of Yom HaShabbos. So over there, we don't have a choice. For example, the Moshul. If you're reading Parshas Pinchas, so I'll read the Parshas Talmud and Parshas Shabbos, 2 psukim and stop there. No, don't do that. Because of the chashash, people walk in and say, well, the last parsha was only two psukim, maybe it's all he read.
fill it up with straw. Or rocks, pebbles.
There's a the parsha ends three words into the pasuk. What's the time of pasuk of some machloy? I'll be sure yes, Shom Parsh. Nobody's going to make a mistake.
of the scenery. Okay? However, you can make it very powerful, I mean, very strong. If you express the Mabakal, then yes, light. If you're not Mabakal,
right? So you want to stop before the Pasuk, we have Acharei Ma'am, Agifo. So now somebody's leaving saying, aha, so what's the next thing I going to read? He's going to read till the parsha, a half a pasuk. Nobody's going to say that.
Fine.
Now you should be Messiah Medover Tov. She asked, so tell me the Tov and you're Messiah Medover Tov. So you start with Medover Tov, you end with Medover Tov. Yisrael, something good for Klai. So the Tov is of a Gulim Eno Kriya Tov, that which the Goyim will have a benefit. That's not what we're referring to. Hanging the Simon of Ra, Hanosha Yisrael. Try not to be Messiah of Ra for Klai Yisrael. Chazam Sefer Chassidim Simon Top Shanayim. Yizara Chazan Shaloy Yikro Chazam Ming over the Gabai. The Misho Iver Opiseyah, a person who has a mum, being blind or having a limp. You shouldn't read in the parshas of Averis Hashavur and the parshas Amor because it looks like you're insulting him. Or Shemesh Nesek, he has some type of a
some kind of a skin
disorder on it. Parsha Nesakim. You read the parsha about the goyim, which talks about the head skin disorder. When we read the Misha Chashal Arayis, Parshas Arayis, then we hold up with our people, the Mimuran about this fellow that he's involved with women, and you call him up to read the Parshas Arayis, Leshetish, right? You know, it doesn't sound good. You get my drift.
Why don't we say that's giving him Musar?
Okay.
What?
Why don't we say that's giving him
Musar? That's exactly the point. You know,
you'll
give him Musar privately, not in front of the whole team. Okay. Vein lechaz and lash of levorach echad b'shar brachis b'shas brachis the kala b'shav shakar nekolus. Here the chaz is referring to the kare. She thinks when he's reading the parsha of the kolus, he has he has Beryl in mind. You know, he has the brachis, he has Reuben in mind.
A lot of power.
But Tom should zorach tia kavanosim with kriyas b'tara lishmor below the shem machshava b'zor. You read the Torah to read the words of the Torah, not to to accomplish brachas and kolos by people. Same with the and the same with Misha also Ma'aser including the Dover Toiv. You shouldn't include a situation where somebody has done something improper. Okay. Simon Kuf Lametes.
Okay. There's one interesting case. An entire sedra. It ends with seemingly something bad. Of course, we know it, which is when the Tsar Hamashkin forgets Yosef at the end of Vayeshev.
Right. I guess, but I'm not sure why.
No, I'm sure you can come up with an explanation.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Simikul Lamates. Seder creates a Torah Birchusa. Al Hvok Mishnogol Shavu Atzma Kerav Kol Rab. If the person, the people who get the Aliyahs are the ones who read. So you might see their Tchila. Our Parsha, Pamay Mishalosh, Bein Ova Bein Atzma. Lo Yava. The person, you should give Aliyahs to only people who have prepared. And preparation means he's looked it over two or three times. Welcome Shachazim Kareh, who tzarch l'sadat tchila, in a case where instead of the Oila being the one who reads, but rather the Chazim, the Balkari, while Kriya reads, so he should be the one who he even chayiv to prepare beforehand. Okay.
All right, so
Aleph, lo yale. Ha'ap is a cruel Aleph. Even if he's called up, he shouldn't go up. Rama Chazal, Perkei Reish, Lishon the Rama Mekatzin Yom of Shavuot. One of the things which shortens a person's life. So if you're called to go up and you don't go up, it's a tremendous insult to the Sefer Torah. And that shortens a person's life. Okay?
Well, wait a minute. Eino korei, meaning he doesn't read at all?
He doesn't go up to read.
Yes, so.
But over here, we say over here, no, even so that's true. But over here, if you're not prepared, you don't go up. Even though you've been asked to read and you're refusing, which is exactly what the Mor was saying, is not a good idea. But the other option of reading without preparation is a problem. And therefore, Hakalo Yala, Shatzarach Mitzchil, Sadr Bein Erle Bein Atzma, because you have to prepare beforehand. You're not allowed to read unless you prepared beforehand, which you didn't do, so you can't go up.
But he didn't ask to be called necessarily.
I understand.
So that means you just have to prepare every.
See, either they would tell people, like Irving was asking, see, they told the people beforehand, or everybody prepared. And whoever didn't prepare, they'd call them up and says, you know, you're prepared, I'm not prepared. So we'll go get somebody else. So we see the pasuk says that they were making that they sent it over, they were making it, and they were chaker it. So there's three languages of preparation.
What is that pasuk?
I would love to tell you that I know, but I don't. Okay, hutzorif. Now, but even mention basic ness is Misha Sina La'atzim and Tchila. Okay, what do you do with nobody who prepared? Kadeshal and the Vata Kriya Betzibur. Noigal Hokal Shikha Echon Shidel and Nagan Atomah Bishal Sinner, a person who can basically get it right. Karma Funabuk Malacha Techachumash, our Sinner, they would four lanes for him. Bayan the Kamama Simon Kuf and Bez, Mishabura Masha Nitha Pazet. So that the person who's forelaying should not read too loudly, otherwise we get the problem of trekarling. Tequila. If the chazan is the one who reads, so the chazan is prepared beforehand. But even so, in that scenario, the erla should prepare beforehand. He's supposed to read along, which is much easier to do if you prepared beforehand. You're a marvelous editor, so you'd rather they'll each pass it twice. So you've accomplished this halacha of preparing. He's going on the Erla, not on the Balkara.
No, I understand.
The Erla is Yotze's halacha. The Chavkila being Masadr by Rima Harvard Sedra. Now, the Balkari depends.
He can just follow the Balkari more or less. But
right. The Balkari, if Rima Harvard Sedra is sufficient for him to appear, my Rebbe has been the Balkari Tel Shiva since 1964, I think, something like that. So he's over 50 years. His preparation for Kriya is he's Harvard Sedra. That's how he prepares the Prelane. Shabbos morning, he gets up early and he's Harvard Sedra. That's called Hachana. And believe me, without the chana, you could also do it. Okay. Beis. Mishani da'al ikruis. Tzara salimchus b'yadu shalo yala l'sefer Torah. Okay, so he shouldn't go up. Means even though that we could have him, again, we're going to a place where the minute was that the Erla would read. So we could read for this person. But rather not. We'd rather somebody goes up who's able to read on his own. However, we need him, the fish, Shehu Kayan or Levi. So he's the only Kayan, only Levi. So then im kashikra lo yishlech tzibur mila b'mila yudei lo omro b'li kresi min aksav yochol alas im lav lo yala. If when he's the somebody will read to him, he'll be able to repeat afterwards and say it, then he goes up. If not, if he can't even do that, he can't come up.
We said on this mission.
Ravesi argued. Ravesi said, it's not. Zok Mishabur, Tzarek Limchis, Dalit. So we see the Talmud, a person, we said if we have no option, we need the person, so we will read to him and he'll read out loud. But were it not for that, we wouldn't allow that. So even though the feeling, even though he could read along, no, you can't call him up. Because you can give somebody else instead. They seem to disagree and say that you can be Mekel.
But he didn't expressly.
So we're going to see that nowadays the way we do it is a little bit different than the way the Machaber says it. So we'll be making. And we'll see in Sif Gimel. Lo Yala. If he can't read Minaksav, even if you repeat after the person, doesn't help. So we're a person who can't read. So the chazan will read and he won't read along. Okay. So we don't, the Mechaber says that's not an option. But our minig is that is an option. Okay. The example which comes along is which we'll see later on is a summa. Can you give a summa an aliyah? He can't read the techaksav. So according to Mechaber, the answer is no. According to the he's saying our minhag, the Ramah says the minhag, because we would say yes. Gimel. I feel that Rosh HaKnesset is a chazan lo yikra el achirma lo kra. We have a general idea that when we do these type of things which are representing the Tzibur, it's a your rot to sort of step up on your own. Somebody has to tell you to do it. So even the head shouldn't do it. When they appointed him, they sort of appointed him that he has the right to take an aliyah. Now, so, which means that he would go up again. Mechaber is going that each person read. So if he's been appointed to that, that's his job. So obviously, at any point in time, he can go up and do that. So that's he's gotten his utilities. He's gotten the kara. When he got the job, he's the Baal Kare, so he can go up whenever he wants. So the Ramah, he can't go up on his own. And he can only go up when he's told by the Gabi to go. We have no need to call him by name. We just say, you know, read. He's there already. Okay. So the father of this individual, his father, Gishmatzah. So we don't want to call him up Ruvain ben Yaakov, Yaakov the Meshumid, that's not very Mechabit for the person who's getting the lead. Karen Oysoy B'Shem Avi Aviv. You call him Ruvain ben Yitzchok. Either if you plan to be the Levad, we call him Ruvain. Sarah says, why don't we call him Ruvain? Because you don't want to be Vayashim. Now, Radavka Shali Olam Yavim B'Shem Aviv. He never went up as Ruvain Ben Yaakov. But Mehu Gadol, Rehergol B'Seir Lalish B'Shem Aviv. He's been going up as Ruvain Ben Yaakov for quite some time. And then the Hamer, then the Aviv, then the father, Gishmatzik Levadazara, Levadazachavim. Karen Asim B'Shem Aviv, Kemoyishim Rehergol. He's already noticed Ruvain Ben Yaakov, that's the way it is. And I don't know, changing itself would be Shilu Levi Shabarabim. Changing itself would be the embarrassing thing. Okay. If the father, Kuchmatzich, hears that they're insulting him and not calling him somebody's name anymore, you know, we don't know what he could do with the government.
Yeah.
We don't know who the father is, so we would call by the name of the mother's father. Okay. The common issue we have nowadays is we have a woman Jewish woman but a non-Jewish man. So the minhag is you call them shem avi imay. Suma enterkare. The fish also the kurta filo isachas minaksav. So Machaber says the suma can't read because how is he supposed to read? Zat the Ramah, my real cause of the ash of Karis Suma, Kushana Markin Batarla Martins. So the Maril is saying that the Shukhar the Shitosi, he said in Sip Gimel, you can't call an Amoritz because you can't read. Minaksav. So obviously you can't call a Suma. The Mill says we call an Amoritz, we call a Suma also. Because nowadays the Chazan reads. And that's it. Even though the person can't read along, so Mechaber is going to say later on, a person can't read along inside, it's like a bracha batol. And the Bir Lacha points out that according to this Maril, that's not true. We're the minhag of Ashkenazim, the Maril is, it's not a bracha batol. So you give a liyah to somebody who doesn't read along, according to Mechaber, it's really a problem. And according to the Ramah, it's acceptable.
Is that how Sephardim practice today?
I don't know. I assume so. Okay. So the Mishavuras a cotton book. Feel the Rosh HaKnesses. Because you're not of the Alma, that if the Rosh HaKnesses cannot go up on his own, obviously nobody else can go up on their own. It's like you're taking up this chus of yourself. That's not good. B, people are going to fight. But the Sheikh Tzibur has a ongoing rishus. Shum dehavi. Shira loshen kachu. This is how you're supposed to understand what he's saying. Mishum tahavi kila hershu al kach mishosh sheminu l'sheikh Tzibur. When they appointed him, they gave him permission. If they told him to read, because he's the one who's going to read. Some of the kopdei mivorakam came. So therefore, acharei shabalavochi who kari. Well, he's reading already. Let him make an aliyah. Let him take an aliyah. Ramah says no. We have to give him an aliyah. Can't take it on his own. Baba internal b'shemay kim and shor b'shemay. You don't have to call him up. He's there. I mean, the purpose is Yahweh, we would say so and so should come up, you know. So he's there already. What do you should say? We say read. Okay. Shlomo Vayishabur Rabim. We have a situation where the father's name would be embarrassing. His father became a mummer, so we call him by the grandfather. Shlomo Vayishabur Rabim. We call Malkam Lo Yarmer Torah Malaviv. I'm sorry, he's going on. No, I'm sorry, in the case of the Ready Rogel, they say it by that name. So we use the name. But one thing we don't do is we don't put any titles. Kamechover or Moreno. Kalem or Sheker. Shishkan Chover, Shishkan Moreno. Rakim or Bechipazon, Levli Yagishu Ho'am. I mean, every other person they call up, Yamoid, Beryl Ben, Hachover Shmerel, Ben Moreno Shmerel, and this guy they call Yamoid, Yaakov Ben. Ruben Ben Yaakov. Yeah. So it sounds right there. It's a little bit embarrassing. Say quickly. The point was, in this city, he was already known as Ruben Ben Yaakov. That's who he's known as already. So now the father gets Shmatzah. So that's not, he doesn't change his name. But in a different city, he should not give it, he should give a different name.
Temporary structure, that's okay.
But,
you know, that's what they say.
So, in a case where there's an asubi shtuki, they call b'shem avi imoy. Mari Shabbos achas kodem shenesa min ashtuk v'amr shi imoy.
If there's a mace,
boss achas. Okay. See, Shtuki was that a woman became pregnant, a woman gave birth. We don't know who the father is. So it's called a Shtuki. And a Subi is a child which is found. So what does it mean that we're calling it Al Shem Avi Ima? Who's the mother? So you have to say that she came and told us, he was Nesim in a Shuk, but she told us beforehand. In a case where the child is born to the mother, we know who the mother is. Over here, we don't know who the mother is. We see the child. So she's saying she was the mother. So we're giving, letting credence to that claim, which that itself is questionable in halacha. So it's better to call him Ben Avraham. Then you do what we call him Ben Avraham. Shem Avi'im. We call him Shem Ben Avraham. Al Shem Shekosim Ki Avraham Goyim Nesaticha. He's the father of all of everybody. Now the Ramah, the Mechaber says you don't call a Summa, and the Ramah says, the Miral says we do. That's what Kara Summa. The time of the Kibbutz, the Shana Noegim, Shashayf Tiber, who Kare, who Kare Metoch Xav, Shil Kabdin and Allah Oila, the Shemeh Ka'ina. So the Oila will use Shemeh Ka'ina from the Kriya of the Baal Kare to fulfill the Hazalach of Metoch Xav. So that a Summa can do that as well. Same way we call an Amoritz. Rutz Lomer, Shana Noegim L'Hakla Fili Menu Yochali Krisim Mashiach Tzibur Mila B'Mila B'Tech HaKsav. He can't read along. Acharcha Mitama Nal. So it must be because of Shemeh Ka'ayna. Wudin B'Suma. Then Acharcha Sarkarim L'Hakla L'Hakla Kamaril. Kamalkam Aparsha Poro Aparsha Zakhar Nakhon Shalom Dekorez L'Khatki. We're Mekah like the Maril. That we give an aliyah to a sumo or to somebody who can't read along, but the exception being the parshas which are in Ikra Chiyuv, so that we should not do the Chachiyuv.